Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I personally use every single day in running and growing my businesses here in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, using these same organic digital marketing methods. Friends, if you're not sure, I need you to understand one thing. The activities, the actions, the cheat codes, the principles, all of the things that I give you here on Uncle Ron's Porch are the exact things that I'm doing every single day to run and grow an insurance agency in the middle of this metropolitan area of 8 million people. We are going to finish the year up 50% year over year in top line revenue. That comes 7 years into this process, and that is a huge number when your business begins to mature. That doesn't happen because of happenstance. It happens because we deploy these tactics every single day. If you aren't sure how to deploy them and you want someone to help you and or do it for you, go to SprocketOps.com, hit the contact form. Let's have a conversation about how I can help you do these exact same things every day in your business. This week here on the porch, we are talking about Uncle Ron's finger principle. I'm not giving you the bird. What I'm doing is I'm giving you an easy acrostic that is a framework for you to deploy these tactics and cheat codes that I've given you over time. I told you on Monday that the F stood for first mover message. You want to be the first person into a niche, into a marketplace, so that you can control the message that is going to those people. Everybody else will just be a copycat of you. I told you on Tuesday that the ideal is the enemy of progress. We're not going to be perfect with that first mover message, but we do have to take action so that we can get feedback and refine it and adjust it and make it better. I told you yesterday that the numbers kill the need of an individual sale. When your audience, your prospect, can sense that you desperately need the sale, that you are selling to them, that you are the used car salesman, it's hard for you to connect. But when you develop a pipeline by sowing seeds in a lot of places, the numbers kill the need of that individual sale because you have a pipeline that you can begin to work systematically. Today, we are going to jump to the G. This is where you give your message a name. I've talked about this in the past. When you are making that first mover message, you need to give it a specific name. That's going to allow you even greater control of what the message is to your market, to your niche, to your sub-niche. Don't overthink it. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. It goes back to that ideal killing progress. I have a federal trademark on the phrase True Texas Home Insurance. It's a fairly simple name, but it's a name that connects with people here in Texas because we're a proud lot and we think we're better than everybody else because we are. True Texas Home Insurance implies that those copycats, those fakes, those Yankees that have moved down here, we're not worried about them because it's true to Texas. The goal is not to have the cleverest name. The goal is to give them something memorable that will pique their interest. When I say we have True Texas Home Insurance, guess what that does? They want to know what defines home insurance. Is a complicated topic. We give them a clear framework to understand what they are and are not getting when they choose to do business with us. You want them to think about learning more about your offer when you give it a name. Clever can work, but so will confidence or even humor. You need to think about how you can pique the interest of the people that you're going to be interacting with. You want to give them a name so that when they see it, they know exactly who you are. They know that you have a message that's specific for them. Most importantly, you are separating yourself from the sea of sameness. If you're going into a sub-niche of something that's a larger market, a larger audience, and you are highlighting specific to new moms. So moms is a great big category. If you are going specifically after new moms, you want a name for your offer that's going to connect with them. It doesn't have to be the cleverest. It doesn't have to be humorous, but it needs to be specific and memorable so that new moms know you're talking exactly to them. People always ask me if my insurance agency has licenses in other states, and the answer is yes. We do some things in New Mexico. We do some things in Oklahoma. We do some things in Arkansas. We do actually some things in North Carolina and Massachusetts. However, all of our marketing, all of our messaging, all of our advertising is done with a frame of reference of Texas. And we do that because the audience is big enough to support our business, and we know that we speak Texan better than anyone. We know that if you're here, you want to be here, and we are speaking directly to you. True Texas Home Insurance gets to the offer of what we're providing you. We're giving you what you need. We are setting a standard of what to expect from coverage and service. Those items resonate with the people who like value in what they're seeking. That is how we separate ourselves from the sea of sameness. It's how we control that first mover message into the marketplace, because we created this niche for ourselves. We didn't start with an ideal. We had to refine and adapt to get there over time. The first few things that we tried were, quite frankly, terrible, but here we are now. Give your message a name, sow that seed so that you kill the need and get the numbers to do the sales that help your business grow. If you want a download that will help you deploy the finger principle, you need to open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch, capitalize the P. I will give you an email on Saturday morning that will help you better understand the finger principle and everything we've talked about this week. I will also give you a download so that you can continue to deploy the finger principle over time. Tomorrow, we're going to wrap up the finger principle. We're going to skip E and we're going to go straight to R, and we're going to talk about the thing that people will remember about you and your business. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you here tomorrow on the porch.